Acha Yeshuva Bnei Yisrael Abikshu As Hashem Alay Elokeichem V'Yaz David Malkom. That after you come and hear from Hashem, then David, then Melech the Mashiach will come. The Chivin Shebo David, as soon as the Mashiach comes, Bo Tefillah. Then we say Shema Kaleinu. That's the time to daven to Hashem. Is it to say then we'll have the Avodah? Then we'll do the Kabbonis. That then we'll come into the Beis Hamikdash, we'll have the Beis Hamikdash, and the Beis Hamikdash is the Mokum for Karbonos and for Tefillah. The Chiva and Shevo is Tefillah. Once we have Tefillah in the Beis Hamikdash, Voyas Avoida. When we kedavra in the Beis Hamikdash, who are then them? We'll bring the Karbonos then. That's what say that Hashem should like our Avoida. Shinema Olesayim Zilchein Larosa Amizbechi. The Chivin Shabbos Avoda, once we have the Kabbonis doing the Avoda, boy is Toida, then we'll come to thank Hashem. Shinema Zaveach Toida Yechab Donani. You should like, praise Hashem. That's Moida Menach Loch. After we do the Avoda, we thank Hashem. Omar Ruhr Loima Birchos Kahanim Acheroido. How come after Moidim, then we say Birchos Kahanim? The Pasuk says, Vayi Sarones Yodov Elom, Vayavorchein. Vayored Miasai Sachatis Yerlev Yashlomim. Is therefore mashma right after the avoida. That's when he did the birchas kanim. But the more aim of koyd avoida. If so, why don't we say birchas kanim even before the avoida? Let's talk about that. You can't say. You see, the pasuk says vayored nasa sachatis. He was coming down from bringing the chatis. Miksev lasayz doesn't say he's going to do it. Meyasayz ksev from doing it. So mashma that he did the kabbonis first and then he said birchas kanim. For the more of a lame or acher avoid, it's a good, right after it say, then we should say brichas kanim. How come we say moedim first? Let's talk about it. You shouldn't think about that. Dechsiv, saveach toida, that you bring korban toida. So mashma, that after the avoidah, you say moedim, that's part of the avoidah, like thanking Hashem. My chazes, how do you know the somchas ho, somchah ho? Mistavra avoidah vaidah chodemus. That's one thing. Bringing korbanus and thanking Hashem with a korban toida, that's one thing. How can we say Sim Shalom after Brichas Kanim? The Siv is so much as Shemiya B'nai Yisrael, Fani Avarchein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us a Bracha. Bracha, then what's the Bracha of Hashem? Bracha, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. Therefore, after the Brichas Kanim, that Hashem will give us a Bracha also, we say Sim Shalom. Shenem Hashem Yivarech HaSalma B'Shalom. So now this is the say that how we have all our Yitzchas Brachas. But the more of a chimeyacha, the may of yesum came on him, come and avi and tiknu, tfila ala seder, since they made this seder, hannah davish from esrei, shimon apkuli mahister, how come before it says he was the one that made the order for the yitzchaz brachas? There it was shachachum, they forgot the order. The chaz of esidrim, he made the seder again. Mikan vielach, from after these 18 brachas, also a sapa v'shvachash l'kodesh baruch hu. We're not going to say any more praises, we can't add to it, more praises to Hashem. The Yom Rebbe Loza, minus it was the Pesach say, Mi Yomalek Vos Hashem, Yashmir Kol Tulosai, like who could praise Hashem and say everything? Lemi No Lamalek Vos Hashem, who is worthy of praising Hashem? Lemi Sheyachol Hashmir Kol Tulosai, the one that could say all the Tilos of Hashem, all His greatnesses, and we can't do that. Therefore, we don't say more than what the Chol Mor Mesakin. Omer Rav Bar Achonim Rav Yechinen, HaMesapa V'Shvachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yosem Yidai, is someone that praises Hashem too much, Nekim and Olam, he's uprooted from the world. Shenemar hayisupar loy ki adaber, im omar ish ki yivale, he'll be swallowed up. Like it's not nice, like we're not worth to say all the shvachim, to say too much is no good. Hador shav yud ish kva gavruya, v'yarmu l'son say ish kva gibor chayim, ma'ad yichzir was supposed to say, l'cho dumiya, if by you, by being quiet, he was called a praise. The mean sama de kula mashtuka, the best medicine there is being quiet. Sama the kula, the best medicine, mishtuka is being quiet. That's the best thing. Shrashi mivcha kolos almoni miyashtika. So lahabra is devorim v'ayna l'chodumitila. Don't say too much in front of Hashem. That's l'chodumia, being quiet, tila is a praise to Hashem. And kiyosir abdim yomar amri marova zemarova, mila v'sela, one word is worth a sela, mishtuka, if you're quiet though, betraying is worth two selas. Because being quiet is better off. Shashim tirtsa likne sadiba v'sela, tikna shtika v'shtayim. To be quiet is better off. So this of course goes on, we can add more to what's given. But I call upon him, what's given, about it we have to daven the best we could. Alright, I'll stop here.
You're holding Daf Yud Ches. We had again the Yud Ches Brochus as a tikkun, a seder. You have to say it exactly that seder. You can't skip around, you can't say it backwards. And knew when the Gemara came out, you can't be Moisef either. The person says, Mi'amal Gvoros Hashem Eshmir Kol Telosoi, you can't say more than you're supposed to. The only one that should say more Brochus is somebody that could say Kol Telosoi. And we can't do that. So therefore, we're not allowed to add more brachas than we have for Shemon Esrei. You can't be kaveya another bracha. My two dots. Yekoro alpeh l'yotze. The Mishnah says, if you read the Megillah by heart, alpeh, you're not yotze, you have to read the Megillah from Maksav, from the Megillah. Minolan, how do we know this, that you have to read the Megillah from Maksav? Omar Rovo, Asya Zechira Zechira. We learn now, Zechira Zechira. Ksiv Hoch, here it says by the Megillah, V'hayomim o'ela niskorim. Says these days we should remember, says the word Zechira, remembering by the Megillah. Ksiv Hosem, it says a posik in the Torah and Shvois, that Ksoib Zois Zikorain Basaifa. By Mechias HaMolek, is a mitzvah to write this down and to remember it. Ksoib Zois Zikorain Basaifa. Is Ma'ala Haloin Basaifa. Just like over there, it means write it down in the Sefer. Afkan the Sefer, also the Megillah, should be remembered, read from a Sefer and not Balfeh. For the Gemara, how do you know this? How do you know even by Amalek, you have to read it from the Ksav? Umimai, the high Schira Kriyahi, how do you know by the Pasuk in Shemois? That it says, Ksav Zoy Zikoran by Sefer. Zikoran means to speak it out, Bepeh. You have to read it from the Sefer. Dilma Iyuyam Bialno. Maybe it just means to ma'ayin, to think into it. Like, you don't have to speak it out in Nekah Kriya. Just read it. Like, read the Pasha that talks about Mechias HaMolek, and just be ma'ayin, think into it. How do we know there also what means to speak it out? So Mar says, Lo Yisak L'Bayit, this you can't think. To still the Pasuk, the Tanya we learned. Zohar, the Pasuk says by HaMolek, Zohar remember. Yochel B'Leib, I would think maybe the mitzvah to Zohar as Timcha HaMolek, maybe the mitzvah is just B'Leib in your heart to remember it. The apostle says, don't forget, that's telling you in your heart, don't forget about Amalek, always remember it. So from the word lo tishkach, not to forget, we know you have to always remember it. What does the apostle mean, zachor, to remember? It means bepeh, because you have to speak out with your mouth bepeh, you have to remember it bepeh, speak out the parasha of Zechiras Amalek. Here's the wadin by Megillah also, when it says, Hayom Me'ela Niskorim, Niskorim means to remember by Peh, means reading it from the Ksav, from the Megillah. Therefore, if you read it by Peh, is Lo Yotze. Then the Mishnah says, Kora Targum Lo Yotze. If you read it in Targum, another language, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. Hechidomi, what are we talking about? Ilay Modik Siva Mikro, that the Megillah is written in Lashon HaKodesh, the way we have it. Vikora Lo Targum, and the person that reads the Megillah, reads it in Targum Lashon, is for the Mara Rei Apeh, that's called Apeh. You're not reading it from the Megillah. If the Megillah is written in Lashon HaKodesh, so how could you read it in Lashon Targum? That's like called Apeh. Lo Tzricha, the Chiddush is here, we only need it. The Iksiva Targum, the Megillah is written in Lashon HaTargum, the Korah Lo Targum. And even so, even though it's written in Targum, and you read it in Targum, our Mishnah says, Lo Yotzi, not Mekayim the Mitzvah. We'll soon see why not. But the Mishnah does say, Avo Korah Noisa Leluaz V'Espalaz. But a person, let's say, that understands another foreign language could read it in his foreign language. So it's a stira. Mashmir, if somebody understands French, if it's written in French, he could be yotze the Megillah. For the Gemara Ivo Armut, he just said, Kora b'chol loshen lo yotze. That if you read the Megillah in any language, you're not yotze. Like it says, Targum also, you're not yotze. Sakam here it says, if you read it to Allah Aziz, it means somebody from a different nation, in his language, he's yotze. So my answer is like this, Rav Shmuel Yama Tevayu, Belaz Yevoni. You know what kind of laz? You work other language, you yaitza, only in Greek, only in Lashon Yovan in Greek, that's the only other language you could be yaitza. And we'll soon see why. The Hechidami, what are we talking about? Why is Greek any better? Ilay Modik Siva Ashurist, if you want to say it's written Takim in Lashon HaKodesh to Megillah, Vikor Ilay Yevonis, just you reading it over in Greek. For the Gemara Hainu Apeh, that's for sure you're not Yotze the Megillah. That's called Apeh, you're not reading it like from what it says. It says in Lashon HaKodesh, how come you read it in Lashon Yevonis? So Amar Rav Acha, Amar Rav Loza, Sheksuva Balaz Yevonis. It means the Megillah itself was written in Greek. And this language is the only other language besides Lashon HaKodesh that you could be in the kind of mitzvah with it. For Yomar Rav Acha, Amar Rav Loza, And we'll soon see why. So it goes to a tangent now. That Omer Ablaza, Minayin, how do we know? She'akora HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYaakov Kel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself called Yaakov Avinu Kel, like Hashem. Shinama, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Loi Kel, and Hashem called him Kel Mitzyakov, Elokei Yisrael. Jesu called him Kel, Elokei Yisrael. Hashem called Yaakov Kel. The verse is like this. These sacrifices, because if you want to tell me, no, that's not Pshat in this Pasuk. But rather, Vayikra Loi Kel means Yaakov Avinu himself called the Mizbeach Kel. The Mardi Sakadaituch, Le Mizbeach Korah Le Yaakov Kel, that Yaakov was talking to the Mizbeach he just built. And Vayikra Loi Kel means he called the Mizbeach Kel for the Gemara Vayikra Loi Yaakov Miboyle. The Pasuk should have said that Yaakov called it Kel. Why does it just say Vayikra Loi Kel? Eli, you know what the Pshat in this Pasuk is? Vayikra Loi Le Yaakov Kel. That somebody called Yaakov Kel. Umikaroi Kel, who is the one that called Yaakov Kel? Elokei Yisrael. Hashem is the one that called him Kel. But Kopar, what we're coming out so far is, though, that after Megillah is written in Yevonis, in Greek, and you read it in Greek, then you're Yoitza. But in other languages, you're not Yoitza. For the Gemara Meitzvei Avakasha. Koro. Yekora giftis ivris, illness modis yivonis loyotza. If you read the Megillah in any one of these languages, these are all different type of languages. Rashi learns giftis le giftonim. If you read it to a person from giftis, I think some say that that's Egyptian, ivris or illness modis yivonis loyotza. So according to Kasha and Rav and Shmuel, they both said if you read the Megillah in yivonis, you are Yoitza the Megillah. And there it says, if you read the Megillah in another language, even in Yevonis, even in Greek, is La Yotza. So Mor says, I'll tell you there's no stira. I'll answer it like this. This is Daima, this is like another case. That giftis la giftis. If you read for a giftis persis in giftis, in his language, Ivris li Ivrim, Ilmis li Ilmin, Yevonis li Yevonim Yotza Enechanami. A person that understands Greek, if you read it to him in his language, Greek, he could be Mekayim the Mitzvah. It is good. So the test before, Kora Giftis, Yevonis, is Lo Yotza, it means that if you do not understand the language. If you do not understand the language and they read it to you in French, and you don't understand French, then you're not Yotza the Mitzvah. But if you're a person that understands that language, and they read it to you in that, it's written, and they read it in that language, then Yotza. For the Gemara Hachi, if that's true, Rav or Shmuel, Amay Mukmilo, Lamas Nisin, Velaz Yevonis, why did Rav and Shmuel have to say that it says if you read it to a person in another language, he's Yoitza. The Mishnah says, Leluaz is Velaz, in another language, you Yoitza. Why did they have to say only in Greek, in Lashon Yevonis, Lukma Becholaz, let them put the Mishnah in any language. You're telling us now that any language you understand, if they read it to you in that language, you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah, Mikra Megillah. So how come Rav and Shmuel had only say in Yevonis in Greek? Gemara says, Elamas Nisin Kebraisa. I tell you, Mishnah goes like the Braisa. That's the way you have to set sign. V'chi Itma, the Rav and Shmuel, V'yal Mitzvah, Enechanami. Our Mishnah attack is not, Rav and Shmuel did not say his Pshat in our Mishnah. The Mishnah is like the Braisa. That if you understand the language and they read it to you in that language, you are Yaitza. The Nikri Megillah could be in any language, as long as you understand it. When did Rav and Shmuel say only, when did they say only Yevonis? On something else. But that the Mishnah says Korah Targim, or Korah B'chol Lashon is Lo Yotza, that means if you don't understand it. That's the Pshat. If you don't understand the foreign language, then you're not Yotza the Mitzvah. Only if you understand it are you Yotza. Mashenk and Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand it, then you're still Yotza the Mitzvah, Mikra Megillah. So now, that's Pshat now Mishnah. So what's Pshat and Rav and Shmuel, when did they say that Yevon is Greek? So Gemara says like this, V'chayitma the Rav and Shmuel, V'yal mitma. Rav and Shmuel did that Yevon is Greek is different, was learned other places. So what? Rav and Shmuel, the Yamar Tavar, they both say, Laz Yevoni, if something's written in Greek, L'chol kosher, whoever reads it, whoever hears it in Greek is Yotza, that's his din. Because Vashem, even if you don't understand it, still you Yotza the Mitzvah. I v'aketoni Yevonis li'Yevonim in l'kul yalmaloi mashmano. You can only be Yotza Yevoni if you understand the language. If you don't understand it, you're not Yotza. in the Kalei Amaloi, so Mars Inu the Yamik Hashem and Gamliel. Hatei Rav and Shmuel argue. They hold like Rav and Hashem and Gamliel's halacha. This none we learned before that Hashem and Gamliel lay there of Svarim lohitiru sheyichtavu eli yavonis. They learned that Svarim cannot be written in any language, only in Lashon HaKodesh, except Yevonis. But Yaflash Lakim Yefes, we had before that the Lashon of Yefes, that you could write the Sefer Torah. Yevonis is different. Yevonis Greek has the same halach like Lashon HaKodesh. So just like Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand it, still you mekayim the mitzvah. Who I did according to Shimon Gamliel, if it's written in Greek, even if you don't understand it, still you mekayim the mitzvah. That's what Rav and Shmuel means to say. That if a Megillah that's written in Yevonim, Yevonim, since he holds like a Shimon Gamliel, even if you don't understand it, still you could be Yetz of the Mitzvah. His Greek is different. So that's what Rav and Shmuel saying. That they hold like a Shimon Gamliel, that Av Svarim Le'etiru Shittu El Yevonis. The only other language you're allowed to write a Sefer Torah in is only in Greek. For the Gemara, if so, why didn't Rav and Shmuel speak outright and say we hold halacha like Hashem Gamliel that a svarim could be written in Yevonis? So the Mari Amri halacha like Hashem Gamliel. If we would have said halacha like Hashem Gamliel, have a mean, I would have thought Tani Milisha svarim. That's only by other svarim by Sefer Torah. Avo Megillah, Mashen came by Mikra Megillah. The Echsivba, since the pasuk says in the Megillah Kichsovim, it has to be written. So I would have thought Kisavim means only in Lashon HaKodesh, in the language, the Jewish language, and not in Greek. Hey, Maloy, maybe Kisavim does not mean Greek, only Lashon HaKodesh. Kamash Malon, the Rav and Shmuel says no, even the Mikra Megillah, you could also be Yotze in Yevonis, even though you don't understand it. That's the Chiddush of Rav and Shmuel. But our Mishnah is talking about the difference between Shal and Shoinis. Sometimes it is good, sometimes it's not good. That depends if you understand the language. If you understand the language, you could be Yetzer. If you don't understand it, then you're not Yetzer the Mitzvah. Right, and then the Mishnah says, by Halois, a Frenchman, let's say, someone who understands a different language, Sheshama Ashuras Yotza. If he hears the Megillah that was read in Lashon HaKodesh, like our Megillah, we read it in Lashon HaKodesh, is Yotza. For the Gemara, why? Vola Yoda. A Frenchman, Hura doesn't understand Hebrew. He doesn't understand it. So why is he Yotza? So Mara says, what's the my kami? What do you want to say? Me did the avi anoshim v'yamoritz. The chur did not work the anoshim and amoritz also. Even though they don't understand it, still the yetz of the mitzvah. But that's the halacha. But lashon hakodesh is different. Lashon hashuris, lashon hakodesh, even if you don't understand the language, still you could be mekayim the mitzvah by hearing it. For the more maskula ravina, otu anan. You mean you're only going to amoritz and anoshim women. What about us men? Otto Anan, you think us, who Asturanim v'nei haramochim miyadinon, we have these two words in the Megillah that we also don't know what the meaning of it is. So how come we yetzer the mitzvah? Ella, what do you have to say? Mitzvahs kriya, the mitzvah of Nikra Megillah, that somebody should read the Megillah, u'parsum v'nisa, v'ikinis v'imparsum v'nes. In other words, everybody knows what we're doing. We know that we're here to hear the Megillah, and why are they reading the Megillah? Because we know today is Purim, a great nest happened for Klal Yisrael, and we want to talk about the nest. So even though you don't understand every word in the Megillah, that's also enough. Is Hochinami mitzvahs kriya uparsum enisa. That's the reason why you yotze. Even though this Frenchman does not understand Ashuris, does not understand Lashon HaKodesh, but Akopon and Pirsum enes there is. Pirsum enes means you know what's going on. Even though you don't know the word, the title of every word, but you know what's going on, we're speaking about the Nes of Purim, that's enough. The Rashi says, the Pasum and Isa, Aval Pi Shein Yoidin, Masha Shoimim, even though they don't understand what they hear, Shoyalin Nes HaShoimim, but they ask the people, like, what's going on here? The Yoimim Mahi HaKriya Hazu, and people will tell you exactly what's going on here. The Eich Hoya HaNes Umadilem, and they'll tell you exactly how the Nes took place, and they'll tell you about it. Therefore, it's called a mikra, it's called a pirsumanes. But our co-partner, this is only good in Ashuris, in Lashon HaKodesh. Mashenka, in other languages, if you don't understand the language, that's not called a kriya, it's not called a shmiya, there it's no good. Right, then the Mishnah said, Kora Sirugin Yotza. If you read the Megillah, Sirugin, at intervals, you still your Yotza. So Gemara says, Lehevi Yadi Rabbonin Mai Sirugin. The Rabbonin did not know what's Shana Mishnah. What does it mean, Sirugin, in intervals? It means you read a few psukim, you wait, you stop, and then you continue on. Is Shomo Li Amta Deve Rebbe. So the Rabbanan once heard the way the maid by Rebbe's house to Kamrulul Rabbanan that she told the Rabbanan to have the Eilei Paski Paski. The Rabbanan were coming in a few at a time. They were coming in slow, to now, to later. Levei Rav, they were coming into the yeshiva very slowly, a few at a time. So the maid said like this, Ad Mosai Atem Nichnosim Sirugin Sirugin. How long is it going to be that you're going to come in intervals? Now she went to say, come on, everybody come in at one time. So our Koponim, the Rabbanan now understood what the word Sirugin means. Sirugin means you come in at intervals, like a few psukim now, wait, a few psukim later. But our Koponim, the Mishnah says, Yoytza the Mikra Megillah. Like you didn't talk, you weren't Gnostic in between, you just waited, so you're still Mekayim the Mitzvah. Finally, have a Yadi Rabbanan Mai Chalagluglis. The Rabbanan did not know what the word Chalagluglis means. So Rashi says it's a min yeriku, type of a vegetable. So he didn't know what type of vegetable it was. They heard the way Rebbe's made. The she was talking to a certain man. They called mevader parpachini. He was separating some type of a vegetable. Parpachini is admosayat mefazer chalugluglecha. She said, so how long are you going to separate here this chalugluglecha? So maybe they knew what it meant. It meant this type of a vegetable of parpachini. The Rabbanan did not know what's the pshan, the posik in Mishlei, salsaleha, like a comb yourself, usermemecha, and it'll pick you up, it'll lift you up. They didn't know what the word salsaleha meant. Is shamua liyamta the Rebbe, they heard the way Rebbe's made, tevis amra luhugavish, was telling such a man, tevi mahapech v'mazayah, he was combing his hair, moving his hair around. So she said to him, Omulay Admosayata Masalsa Basharecha, how long are you going to be combing your hair? So Rashi Lamadnu, Shasil Suloshan Chipush Fehepach. Like moving it around, shaking it around, that's what Sulsula means. Finally, have Yadi Rabbonin Mai Hashlech Al Hashem Yovecha. What does the posting of Tila means? Throw on Hashem your bundles. What does Yovecha mean? Is Omar Rabba Barbachona. Zimnin Chod, it once happened that Yazilna Bahadi Yehut Taya, I was walking with an Arab, for called Darina Tuna, and I was carrying up bundles. For Yomali, the Arab said to me, Shoko Yahovcha, take your bundles, for Shad Yagamaloi, and throw on top of my camel. So kids, now they knew what the word Yehovecha means. Yehovecha means your bundles. The Pasuk is saying, don't worry, like I'll be talking to Hashem, throw all your problems, all your bundles to Hashem, let Hashem take care of it. Have Yadi Rabbonin Mai. The Rabbonin did not know another pshat, another pasuk. The pasuk in the Shayyahu, v'tatei siho v'matatei hashmeit. They didn't know what the word tatei siho means. Is Shemuel liyamta the Rebbe? They heard the word Rebbe's made. They have this Omer lechavertish. Was telling her friend, shekulei tatiso, take the broom, v'tatoi beis and clean the house. So now they know what the word tatiso means. It means a broom. Russian of cleaning, sweeping something up, that's this patatisela, means to take a broom and sweep up. Tana Rabbanan, Koros Sirugin Yotz, like our Mishnah says, if you read the Megillah in intervals, you read a few psukim, and you wait, take a break, and read Vaita, still you Yotzah.